Welcome to the Advice for Ambition podcast, Life's Lessons on One Place. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and in this podcast, we'll be interviewing people in various walks of life, various stages of their life, and various careers. I hope this podcast will be a way for you, the listener, to be able to find your inspiration and your aspirations in life. Thank you for listening, and let's get right into the episode. Welcome back to today's episode, and today we'll be hearing from Allie Hart, who is currently an IT auditor for SAP, and she has been a friend since I was in college, and she is a very driven, intelligent person who also has side hobbies, as well as enjoys gaming and improving yourself with the idea that no one ever really knows where they're going to be when they start something new. And Allie is going to share with us a little bit about her background, experiences, and advice for those of you who may be looking for the next step to take towards your goals. And with that, here's Allie Hart. Hi, Allie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Wow, you sound so professional. I guess could you start by telling me a little about yourself? Anything from your background to your interest?
Yeah, so graduated Temple just last year in May. Graduated with an information science and technology background. Took a little bit of time, and now I'm working as an IT auditor at SAP.
Awesome. So after you graduated college and began your career, what did you expect, and how has it made out against your expectations so far?
While in college, I did have a number of internships at a couple of different corporate companies. So like I kind of already had an expectation of what like company culture is like, especially at SAP, because I was there for 2 years before getting my full-time job. So I was already aware of the culture I was walking into, but as an intern walking into that culture, because like most of the time you see like your expectations are set from like the media, from TV and film. Like, I wasn't sure, because it's a technology company, if I was walking into, like, a Facebook or a Google or, like, a tax firm, like, very buttoned-up tie, you know. But it's very much a mix of the two. Basically, people don't mind what you do as long as you get your job done. And some jobs require you to wear the suit and tie. Some can let you wear a t-shirt, jeans, hoodie, what have you, so...
So I would assume that you love it so far.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed my experience since the internship. And so when I was offered the full-time position, I took it. And I've really enjoyed my time there since.
So I'm sure a lot of people don't know about this. So can you tell me a bit more about your current role and what you do as an IT auditor?
Yeah. So I am an internal auditor, which is kind of different than an external auditor that comes into a company. We kind of go through and look at very specific aspects of the company, whether it's a company that we acquired, whether it's an internal team, whether it's an internal product, what have you. And we spend roughly a quarter kind of interviewing people, testing some things. Sometimes I'll write like some Python scripts to help automate some of that testing. And basically, my goal is just to kind of find the risks of the company and let the board know. So like the reports I write at the end of the quarter go up, and like the CEO and the CFO and CTO wow. and all of the C's will eventually read it. And so it kind of sounds boring, but like I also think about it like I get to go and find the mess and then tell people to clean it up. So I like that. I like being able to be like, oh, I'm sorry, this doesn't really seem like it's the appropriate business model for this, so why don't you spend a quarter and clean that up and then get back to me and I'll tell you if it's right.
Is there any kind of pressure that comes with that, since you kind of have to tell them what to do and you're the one looking for these bugs or risks?
I've definitely experienced imposter syndrome when doing these audits, because I'm this fresh out of college kid who is telling these people who have been in the industry for 15, 20 years that they're doing things wrong. So a lot of it is me relying on my team. For an example, when I was having an interview with somebody for my current audit. I'm the lead of this audit, so I'm kind of running the show, figuring out what we're doing, defining the scope. He point blank said, "Do you even know what you're looking for?" And like, I was not expecting that question. But then my coworker just, and it wasn't directed at me. It was a question that could have been worded, "Does your team have the competency to be looking into this area?" But like, when I heard it, I was like, "Is he insulting me? Like, I'm sorry." But like, my coworker, he stepped in and basically was like, "Oh no, we know what we're looking for when it comes to this area. It's something that I need to get more confidence in, but I think since being the lead of this audit, I've definitely gotten more confidence. And again, I know I'll always have my team to back me up."
That's really good to know that you have a team that is on your side and willing to. Yeah.
And like, if I ever run into any issues that like my team can't directly handle, my manager is such a champion for us that he mm-hmm. will go in and fight with anybody who's not supporting us, that's not giving us the things we're asking, that's basically just being difficult. So he has enough like standing in the company that he can basically clear any roadblocks we have.
So it sounds like a pretty good work culture then.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. The people on my team like have become family over the like, what is it now? Oh, I'm getting closer to my 2-year mark in that team. So year's an intern, and I think I'm 9 months right now as a full timer.
I know you recently also enrolled into a master's program while you're also working full time. So mm-hmm. what inspired you to further your education, going past undergraduate degree?
I mean, a lot of it was the imposter syndrome. So basically mm-hmm. my goal by the time I retire is to have an alphabet soup behind my name. So like I'm gonna get my doctorate eventually, I want to get my like MBA, I want to get a ton of certifications. And so basically one of the reasons is to kind of fight that imposter syndrome, because the more letters I've got behind my name, the less people can quote unquote question me. And then I've always enjoyed learning. It's like, if I'm not doing it on my own, like, I'll be in school, so, like, it'll just happen, and I might as well be having some goal towards it, to get a piece of paper instead of it just being some random facts.
Speaking of certifications, you recently passed the certification test, so...
I did.
How was that experience, I guess, first off?
So that was an interesting experience, because basically I passed the exam before I qualify for the certification. I'll qualify it for it once I've reached my 2-year mark with my team. You need 2 years of experience in internal auditing, and then plus some other experience that my other internships will qualify for. But basically, again, my team was very supportive, and like, I would study outside of work, but then like the week coming up to my test, basically the audit lead for the audit I was on was like, "Oh, take 2 hours a day, go get a sit in a conference room and study. Like, you can take this work time because like we want you to succeed." And so I just kind of focused, and like I chunked out the textbook that I had, I chunked out the lectures that I bought online, and just kind of went through and kind of kept on pace and was able to do pretty well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Outside of your full-time job and your master's program, you also have other hobbies like photography and real world, if you're still playing that.
Yes.
How do you manage to do it all, like, without being overwhelmed or feeling like you don't have time?
I try to stick by a schedule pretty regularly. Like, I try to figure out what my weekends will look like. I'll try to figure out like what I need to get done in a specific weekday. So because right now I'm in my master's program, so there's a class that I have to attend once a week, there's papers I need to write, there's like little discussion questions that I need to answer, and so these are all tasks, and I need to basically prioritize work, school, hanging out with friends and family, and my hobbies. So it's not that school doesn't allow me to do my hobbies, I just need to figure out like, okay, if I spend these next 2 weekends focusing on schoolwork and get ahead, then I can have some time to go out and maybe camp and take some pictures of some stars, or I can go and hang out with my friends in the city, or I can go and just spend a weekend in my basement by myself playing some video games. So it's scheduling and prioritizing that's kind of keep me sane. And that's a skill that I've had through college, especially like towards finals or like big projects, like chunking all tasks out, figuring out what needs to get done. Like it's been a time management skill that I've used through college, and it's helping me keep myself sane in this professional world.
I especially remember that from our senior design class, I guess. Good times there.
I had the sanity checklist,
Yeah, you did.
basically making sure nothing fell off the radar, that things were getting done, 'cause I was the team lead for our project then, and making sure deadlines were being met, making sure, 'cause during that same time I was also planning a hackathon, and so there was a lot of things going on, and so having everything written down and making sure that I'm tracking everything made sure that everything was able to get completed and done well.
Has there ever been any significant events in your life that encouraged you to take action or make a change in your life or mindset? Going a little more deeper.
I've always been an independent person. I mean, like, support from other people is important, but like the way I grew up, and like especially with dealing with my father, I couldn't necessarily count on him, even though he was like my inspiration for getting into technology, because he worked as like a developer and an IT architect, like as I grew up, and like gave me a computer in my like when I was like 5 or something, like, here, go
Wow.
play with this. Like it's always been like in my life, but like I could never like be sure he would be available if I needed him, and so that's kind of always kept me motivated. I know I can rely on other people's support, but I also need to understand that sometimes I need to be the one that drives me forward.
So let's say there is a time when you're maybe in a slump or have a lack of motivation, like what gets you out of that? Like, is there something that you do, or is there something that you read, or actions that you take?
I mean, there's definitely times where like either life's getting a little too complicated and you need to like refresh and just kind of like focus back up. Like I recently was, because of work, traveling a lot. I then was like sick in between like two trips, and so like I lost all motivation to be doing my schoolwork, to be doing like anything outside of like the bare minimum, which is work. And so basically, like, it was just I knew I needed time to heal, but then as soon as I started to feel better, like, I was like, okay, I've been unproductive for a while and I need to like kind of snap out of it. And so basically what I do, because I've not been keeping track, is I fall back to my task manager and kind of just, okay, let's restructure this and let's start getting back on track. Yeah, it's important to realize that slumps happen, that it's okay to take some time, 'cause like clearly my body wasn't ready to be doing all of the things that I wanted to be doing, and I accepted that. I kind of kept up with school 'cause that was kind of important, but like maybe not to the best of my abilities. And then like once I finally felt better, I was like, okay, it's time to get back at it.
That's really good that you didn't really beat yourself up over that, because I know that's sometimes something that people get upset at themselves internally, and it kind of makes it like a tougher fight because you can't really fight yourself when you're
Exactly.
already in a slump. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, is there anyone in your life that has really inspired you or helped you become who you are today that is important to you, that helped you maybe guide your goals or motivations?
I mean, my mom's always been an inspiration because she's like more or less raised like me, my brother, and sister. Especially in more recent years, because my parents got a divorce when I was in college, and in that time my mom had to transition careers. So she started off her career as a software tester, and then when myself and my siblings were in grade school, she became a bus driver so that she would have like the afternoons and like not have the responsibilities that sometimes work has, like outside of work hours, to be like a PTA mom or like a homeroom mom and like to be there for us. And so she went and had to transition careers back to software testing. And then on top of that, she was dealing with a medical condition with her eye where it was like basically, there was something basically eating her eye. It was called acanthamoeba. So she was like going to the hospital and getting it treated while trying to find a new job. She was also getting a certification in testing to kind of like explain to employers that she still had the necessary skills, even though it had been like 15 years or so, like outside of the industry. And so she's healing, she's looking for jobs, she's studying, and she's still like managing the household, like all at the same time. And so like that dedication kind of like is the motivation to my dedication, because she had to go through this in such a hard point in her life, and like I can do it right now when like I don't want to, like I just want to lay in bed and watch more YouTube or something. So she's been an inspiration, definitely.
Yeah, and I've met her. I mean, I've met your mom multiple times. Mm-hmm. She's definitely one awesome lady. If there's one lesson in life that you wish you could have learned earlier that you'd like to share with our listeners, what would that be?
I think one of the biggest lessons that I've had to deal with is kind of understanding that everybody takes a path. So when I first went into college, I started off in pharmacy school. That did not go well. And so I had to kind of figure out what I wanted to do after that, because I was sure I wanted to go into pharmacy school. I was sure I wanted to be a pharmacist, but it didn't work out for me, which is fine. Because of my dad kind of giving me pieces of technology at such a young age, I was like, let's go into computers. And so I transferred to like the local community college for a semester because it was like too late to transfer anywhere else. And then I got into Temple, started off in computer science, and then like pre-calc killed me. Like in all of the times I have taken pre-calc, I have taken it 5 times.
What?
Taken it once in high school, or maybe it's 4 times. I've taken it once in high school, once at the community college, but it didn't count when I transferred to Temple because it was pre-calc for business. And then I took it at Temple, got a D, didn't fail it, and then finally passed with a C, which meant that probably continuing in computer science would have been a little bit difficult when it came to like calc and calc 2. So then I kind of had to readjust, like, okay, what are my other options? Oh, there's this information science and technology major that I don't need to take calc 2 for. Let's try that one. And so, and like when I first started out too, like I failed Java 1 and I didn't do too great in Java 2, but it's because like I didn't see the end. And so once I finally got into component-based design and object-oriented programming and like more focused on actually seeing end products instead of just functions that count things or sort things and like a little bit more of like a fleshed out program, I was like, okay, I like this. And then kind of with my like my upper level electives, I was kind of able to see outside of just programming for options that I could do with my degree, which then kind of brought me towards security, which then eventually brought me to IT and security auditing, which is where I'm at today. So I started off in pharmacy school and like had to go through this journey until I finally got to where I was. So like even if like right now you don't feel like you're in the right spot, you're at the right spot to get where you're going.
Based on your story, would you agree that grades aren't everything? Like it's more hardcore experience as well as your mindset.
Yeah, I mean, grades are important because it's a number that's put on a resume or an application that is used to sort you. So that's when it becomes important. But like, once you get past that initial interview, once you're actually in the industry, nobody cares about what you got in Java 1. What people
True.
care about is the experiences you have, the knowledge you have, and how you can apply it in your current situation. So it may not even mean that you have like the technical experience, but if you've got some real world experience that isn't being seen at the table, that can help inform decisions because other people aren't thinking about it in that way.
Exactly. I love that. Okay, so this is the last question.
All right.
So what is your why? Why do you do what you do every day? In other words, what cultivates your ambition?
Honestly, and it sounds weird, but at the end of the day, I want money, but not to have money. I want money to, one, make sure that I feel secure, that I know that I can survive when I don't have money. I want to have experiences. I want to be able to do things with friends. I want to be able to go out and buy something that I like within reason. And I've been able to find a career where the money is nice, but I also have an impact in what I'm doing, and I have the skills to be doing it well, and I have a strong team to support me. And so, like, the original why was money, but now it's the impact, now it's the people, now it's kind of seeing what my role can do and like how I can kind of shape where my company is going. Again, kind of like a journey.
Yeah, I completely agree with that because at the end of the day, money can be used for like useless material objects, but it's also used to be traded for your time, your energy, like experiences with friends and your loved ones. So it's like people might not always see it as a noble goal, but I think it's, I mean, one of the most important things is security, even based on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like you have to have yourself worked out first before you can help others. So,
Exactly. And
yeah.
like as you've mentioned in one of your previous podcasts talking about finance, like you have to trade your time for money. If you pick something that you can trade your time to do something good, like that's nice. And if you happen to get a little bit of money at the end of the day, that's great too.
Wow, you've been listening.
Oh yeah, big fan.
Thank you, Allie. Well, I guess this concludes our episode. Thank you so much for giving us your time today and giving us the awesome advice and telling us about your experiences.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in today, and you can expect a new episode of Advice for Ambition every Wednesday morning. I'm your host, Sandra Liu, and don't forget to stay ambitious.